This is Here and Now. Not too long ago, the advice given to breast cancer patients who just had surgery was, don't exercise. Well, not anymore.
Many people experience some nerve tingling or numbness. And putting weight on the feet is one of the best ways to wake them up.
That's a clip from Moving for Life, a dance exercise program created by and for breast cancer survivors and supporters in New York City. Moving for Life is now out on DVD, and two of Moving for Life's founders join us from the Argo Studios in New York. Allison Rosen is a psychologist and breast cancer survivor. She goes by the name Annie. Annie, welcome.
Thank you.
And Martha Eddy is an exercise physiologist who designed the exercise program and leads it on the DVD. Martha, welcome to you.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you both. How did you two meet and get to know each other?
Well, this is in the late 90s, and I was an active mom and professional, and I was diagnosed with cancer. And I found the chemotherapy was very, very debilitating. I had brain fog. I was depressed. And I found I couldn't do yoga. It hurt too much. I had joint pain. Walking hurt because I had what I called fire feet from peripheral neuropathy. Mm-hmm. And so all movement hurt. And I got very, very discouraged. And one day I was watching television being completely depressed and Richard Simmons came on. And he was dancing so energetically. I got up and started just swaying. And I got the idea, maybe this is something I can do to feel better. And that was the start of our vision.
So, Martha, when you first heard of Annie's idea and vision, what did you think about it?
I was just drawn in instantly. I also had my own story to go with it, which is that just a few years prior, I had lost my own mother to cancer. And I just felt this could be a testament to her love of movement.
Well, let me ask something of both of you. In hearing you, Annie, describe how physically run down you were and the pain that you were experiencing, did it make sense to you that this idea of possibly trying to get the body to do more movement? I mean, it seems almost counterintuitive.
It was counterintuitive, and there was not very much research at that time or evidence or advice from the cancer community to do more movement rather than less movement.
It's hard to believe now since it feels like so much has changed on that front.
Oh, it's changed tremendously. Hundreds of studies have now shown the importance of exercise and movement and stretching.
Well, Martha, let me ask you about that because the number of complications and problems that cancer patients experience, I mean, it's a huge number. Fire feet.
There's also balance issues that come as a result of the neuropathy, the nerves being on fire or numbing out.
So how do you design or how did you come up with a video or exercise regimen for people who could have any number of one of these symptoms?
So basically, I began with looking at how breath could support movement.
We begin with the breath. And I invite you all to just place your hands on your chest and also your back. So you might even want to just check in right now with the sides of your body and letting your rib cage move, your lungs move, and your heart get massaged.
And how to create gentle, fluid kind of movement that would then increase aerobic capacity because this cellular change, this ability to exercise a little bit more vigorously each day is the key to getting over the chemo fatigue.
And Annie, when you first tried one of these coordinated breathing movements and breathing exercises, how was it? How did it go for you?
Oh my God, I was ecstatic. It was so great. And then we decided to pilot it with other women. When women left the class and they were smiling and I felt better, I said, we got it. This is it. This is fantastic.
Did you experience a little more clarity, a little less brain fog after doing the exercises?
Oh, definitely. I could think. And my ability to not just sit and be passive was changed. Rather than having it happen to me and my hair falling out and having it happen to me and wondering if I'd ever get my mind back, I could start to envision, oh my gosh, things can be different. You don't have to be stupid the rest of your life.
But I do wonder, are there any times that maybe someone who's in the midst of chemotherapy should avoid any one of these exercises?
Thank you for asking that. Actually, I talk a lot about the lack of sleep in the hyperadrenalized culture that we live in. And so if someone's really exhausted, I recommend taking a nap and not doing our exercise program. And this is something, you know, that I feel everybody in our culture would benefit from, is learning that we have a proprioceptive sense, and then to pick exercise programs like ours, Moving for Life, that really are sensitive to body awareness, not just do it, do it, do it, push, push, push.
Well, I guess my final question for you is, you know, many, many people are hearing this right now, some of whom might be right in the middle of their struggle with cancer and their treatment. What would you tell them today?
Assuming that their cancer treatment is effective, that they will feel better, but it will take longer than they would have wanted, and that a program such as ours helps them recover faster, but not as fast as they would have wanted. And women find that they can be strong and find a community of other women that will help them.
I would like to echo that. It took a long time to raise the funds to do a top-notch, high-quality DVD, which includes both exercise programs, seated, standing, and interviews with each of the women about their experience. So it's a documentary as well. And related to that, I just had this image of women, even if they've just had a biopsy, just wanting to move. And if they're not going to do it alone or alone with a DVD, that maybe they get together with a few friends and get connected and say, let's try this once a week. Get your book club moving with you. Everybody benefits.
Well, Annie Rosen and Martha Eddy are two of the founding voices behind Moving for Life, an exercise program for breast cancer survivors that's now out on DVD. Annie and Martha, thank you so much for sharing your story and your efforts with us.
Thank you. This has been really fun.
And thank you for interviewing us so that we can talk about things that women can do to help themselves.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.